Summer Breakfast.
And it's great to have you as well, Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell with you on a Wednesday morning. Love the Big Bash, Scoob, and it starts next week in all its glory. And the Melbourne Stars have got a new captain in the absence of Glenn Maxwell, and the skipper joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Adam Zamba.
Hey, guys. How are you?
A skipper, is it a title that, I know you're embracing it, does it still feel a bit weird to be called captain?
Yes and no. I only really got announced this morning. I only found out yesterday myself, so I haven't really hit home yet.
Obviously, the inevitable question is, you know, what's your style going to be? And obviously, you'd think you'd lean pretty heavily on Maxi, even in his absence. But there's a phrase that you like that I think your players are going to like as well, and it's no fluff. Can you explain that to us?
I'm not a big fan of long meetings and conversations that you don't really get anything out of, I guess, is what I mean by no fluff. So, I'm looking forward to practicing in my style and helping the team grow and get better. And I'm looking forward to doing it my way.
Adam, what are those challenges in front of you as skipper of the Stars to get the green flag flying high again?
Well, yeah, obviously, Glenn Maxwell is going to be a big loss batting wise, so we're going to rely heavily on some experienced players this year again. And obviously help those young guys get better. We've got some exciting young players in our group, in particular Campbell Calloway, who hasn't had any season experience at all. So it's important to help those guys go and think about the future as well.
So we've got a tough line, Adam. You might be out and about, but we're struggling to get you clearly. We'll see if it's a little better now. Have you sat down with the coach and had a chat about the year and the players and how, you know, things look to be lining up, Adam?
We'll be doing that over the next couple of days for sure. Big Bash is one of those things where it doesn't get spoken about too often until you really get together, obviously. A lot of guys have been playing international cricket and Shield cricket. So boys always get excited to get together for the Big Bash. We'll get together over the next couple of days and chat about how we'll go about this season.
Talking about Shield cricket, how do you enjoy the venture into the creams again down here in Melbourne against Victoria?
I really enjoyed it. I haven't played Shield cricket for 3 years, obviously with a pretty heavy white ball schedule, but I think, pulling on the baggy blue again, which I haven't done for almost a decade, was really exciting as well.
Adam, I'm keen to ask you, your white ball cricket against India has been solid. Obviously, you're on standby for the Sri Lanka tour as well, and the Shield that Scoob just mentioned. The red ball stuff, I mean, it must be something that you're frothing for now, looking ahead to next year.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the reasons why I suited up for the Shield games, to show that I'm keen on that format of the game. I'm not silly, mate. I know that my record in that form doesn't really speak for itself, but I think, my progress over the last 3 years in terms of cricket nous and the way even I'm bowling, the way my leg spin is coming out, I thought, I thought that format's still a reality for me. So, I'll put my name in the hat. Obviously, there's some really good spinners around. There's obviously got your Lions, your Agars, and this Todd Murphy from Victoria. He's going to play a lot of cricket for Australia. From what I saw the other day in the Shield game, he's got a lot going for him.
So how do you balance getting ready potentially for that, or at least to get on the plane for that and the Big Bash? I mean, is there going to have to be a personal, and conscious effort from you to train and bowl as much as you can during this tournament, just to keep yourself, I don't know, in calculations?
Yeah, definitely. That'll have to happen. Obviously, there's no red ball cricket between now and then. So, it'll be keeping those workloads high, keeping that just in the back of the mind as well. I'm not sure when we'll find out about selection or what they're thinking, but I'll definitely be preparing as if I need to go.
Adam, we've often spoken to batsmen about preparing for 2020 cricket and 50-over cricket and then longer-form cricket. How does a bowler prepare? How do you bowl differently, for example, preparing for that four-day game against Victoria down here than what you would going to BBL training?
It's a really good question. I mean, for me, I felt like the other day I was still learning the format, how to sequence my spells, and I guess the difference between T20 and one-day cricket compared to red ball is that I feel like I sequence my overs to try and get wickets, whereas in red ball cricket, you probably got to do it for a sustained amount of time, follow your leg spinner for longer. Whereas, yeah, in white ball cricket, I can just try whatever I want really without, too much harm.
Even from a field placement point of view, is that something that's a little different because you're flighting a ball a little differently and bowling a little differently? Then you look up and you're thinking, no, your cover position is a different one in red ball cricket to white ball cricket?
Yeah, 100%. It's one of the things I found the other day was that I was trying to, obviously give myself a bit of protection as a leg spinner and maybe try a bit, or do I just, try and bring the field up and bowl a lot of leg spinners to build pressure that way? So, it's what I enjoyed about playing the game the other day, actually, is that I haven't done it in such a long time. It's got me thinking about the game a little bit differently again, as I said. So, I really enjoyed it.
We often hear quicker bowlers talking, Adam, about change of pace and variation. From a leg spinning point of view, if I was to say to you, how many variations do you have? Well, I am actually saying to you, how many variations would you have? How many different deliveries is it Adam Zampa's armoury?
Well, obviously you've got your leg spinner, your sliders and your wrong-ons. They're the typical variations, but it's probably more the variation in grip. Do you hold it down the seam so it drifts? Do you hold it cross seam so it holds its line? And obviously variations of angles on the crease. So I don't really know how to answer that question, but there's a few different variations.
Okay, you've got a lot of tools.
He's not going to give them all to you, Scoot.
You've got a lot of tools.
Got to keep some in the wizard's hat.
Okay.
Hey, Adam. We touched on it before, but I guess your style as a leader, it might be a bit of suck it and see, but I was reading an interview you gave with the Sydney Morning Herald. You said that you'd always felt like the best captains are the ones that made you feel like a better player when you were going to walk out in the park and, quick and easy debrief on what you did well and how you can also get better. So you're going to be a bit of carrot and a bit of stick? Are you going to come in firm? Are you going to come in sort of more cuddly? How do you think you're going to go about it?
I think my leadership will be pretty reflective of how I've gone about my cricket. I'm hoping that I'm calm, relaxed. I'm hoping that I can create an environment where people feel like they can go out and perform at their best, and then just try and help the team grow and players grow around me. Obviously, got a little support around me as well. Obviously, Marcus Stoinis has played for Stars for a long time and is a natural leader too. So, I'm hoping to be just a calm influence.
I think. You mentioned the name Marcus Stoinis. I think he's part of your coffee club or your coffee culture. Where's all that come from? We read about it. We see it on our TV screens. What is it with you guys and coffee?
Where did it start? Actually, probably started in Melbourne. When I was a young man playing for the Melbourne Stars for the first time, I got around the coffee culture. And then we obviously travel a lot, go to places where coffee might not be up to scratch, so I actually started taking a lot of it on tour, and it's evolved massively now. The bloody guys take like a big coffee, proper coffee machine, and I'll take all my drip stuff, so there's enough coffee for 1,000 people on tour.
Yeah, you're more your filter. I know Marnus is right. Did Marnus, the recent tour, might have been Sri Lanka, he took a machine over there with him, didn't he?
Yeah, we took the Lama Zocco to Pakistan. It comes with us on quite a few tours, that one.
So you won't need the Lama Zocco on the road for the Big Bash, will you?
No, there's plenty of good coffee around. We'll spend most of our time in Melbourne, so I know the good little side street haunts around here.
There you go. And also, Adam, I guess bigger picture, the competition as a whole, the Scorchers coming in as the defending champs after their fourth title. I imagine they're still the bar that you need to meet.
Yeah, them and obviously Sydney Sixers have been that bar for quite a few years now, and they've got a good list again, so they're going to be the teams to beat. We've had a pretty disappointing few seasons, so yeah, I guess we could aim as high as possible, close enough to those teams and give ourselves a chance at the back end, then yeah, we'll be happy with that.
We wish you well, mate. I think your first game is against the Hobart Hurricanes next Friday, December 16, indeed. The new captain, of course, is Adam Zampa. And you can get to melbournestars.com.au for membership and ticket options ahead of the first game at the MCG. That's that game against Hobart and a new family-friendly start time of 5:05 p.m. I like that. Adam, we wish you well, mate. Really appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.